We continue our scripture reading in the book of Romans. Today we come to Romans chapter 7, verses 1 to 12. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page number 1200. Romans 7 is much discussed and debated. Paul here is speaking about how frustrating it is and how discouraging it is to try to live under the law itself as an outward code if we did not have the inward grace of the Holy Spirit. He's going to say things in this chapter that some people will construe as saying that Christians shouldn't care about the law. The Ten Commandments is bad. We're free from all that. What Paul's actually saying is that we have been set free from the unregenerate lifestyle that is natural to us as fallen people as we try to keep a moral code. It leads to torment. He actually says it actually provokes us to sin at one point. I didn't even know I was not supposed to do this. The Bible told me I wasn't supposed to do it. And then I wanted to do it. That's the way it works with me. Any parent raising children knows you got to be careful telling them what not to do. In some cases, they didn't know they weren't supposed to do it until you told them. Now they want to do it. That's the very thing Paul describes happening to him. He's very clear, however, that the problem is not the law. The law is good. The law is holy. The problem's us in our regenerate state. Now, where he's going with this is that Christians do not live that way. Praise the Lord. We live by the power of the Holy Spirit. To be sure, we fulfill the law, but not through our own natures, seeking by moral effort to attain to a standard, rather by the grace of Christ, changing our loves, changing what we desire. He'll say in Romans 8, let us walk by the Holy Spirit and the inward grace of Christ in our lives. Now, to make this point in Romans 7, Paul uses an analogy. He talks about the unregenerate life under the law and under the analogy of a bad marriage. And he says at the beginning of the passage, you're stuck in a bad marriage. Guess what? You're to be faithful to that marriage, and you're not free from that marriage until your husband dies. He's talking about a wife here. And he says that's the way it was with us under the law. We were in bondage under the law, but through Christ, we actually have died to the law. We've been born again, and we lead a completely new life. Now, one thing that reminds us is he is assuming that we have a high view of marriage. Even among unregenerate people, he's saying, you know, you can't get divorced. Now, the Bible gives narrow bases for that. But what a blessing it would be if our generation, even in the church, started taking their marital vows seriously. And Paul says here that, a woman who lives with another man while her husband lives, she becomes an adulteress. So it just reminds us the way the Bible treats marriage as intricately tied to the Christian faith. But here the main analogy is of a woman who has been set free from the unregenerate law of the life of the law that has happened through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Well, with that in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only so long as he lives? For a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, and if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that he might bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bring fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. What then shall we say, that the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, you shall not covet. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be a death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous, and good. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, and the word of our Lord abides forever and ever. Amen.